This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think we are instituting an hourly hot dog counter on the show.
Until the hot dogs run out?
So Curtis Danberg of The Guardians dropped off hot dogs with the Morning Boys today. And there were, I don't know, I know they were in the studio. I'm not quite sure how they got down the hall. But at some point, somebody had transported them down the hall. And when I walked in, there were 5 Gardo's dogs there. There are now 3 Guardians hot dogs left.
And so we're on what, like hour 6 of these being out there?
I'm not good at math, but that
somewhere
sounds
around there?
6 or 7 hours, yeah.
So at some point, someone's gonna, I don't know, how long can you have a hot dog out and still eat it?
I mean, I'll
like
be honest
10
with you, I think hot dogs are they're like the cockroaches of food.
They just live forever?
I think so. I think they're like Twinkies. I think until you see mold on the bread, I think you're good.
I'm not touching it. Does that mean you're gonna touch it?
I will not touch it. Mac, will you touch it?
Will you touch it, Mac?
I will not touch it.
Jake Murren, will you touch it?
I might touch it.
He might touch the dog. All
Jake
right.
might touch it.
That's an honest moment from Jake Murren, and that's what we love about him. That and the fact that he knows a lot about French cuisine and the restaurant experience in Francais.
Good old 3 Jake Murren.
Yeah. By the way, yesterday's Jake Murren. Right, fresh off the... Corrally just grabbed one.
Corrally grabbed
the
hot dog?
He grabbed a dog.
That's a 7-hour-old hot dog, Corrally.
No, he's 21. He can live forever.
Oh, my gosh.
You could put an aged hot dog 35 years, and Matt Corrally could eat it, and he'd be just fine.
Do they even bring, like, ketchup packets or anything outside there? I saw none of that.
You're they just brought eating hot dogs.
You're just... I get that.
They're supposed to bring the condiment station,
well,
too?
No, but it's even worse. Like, a 7-hour hot dog, but it's got no condiments on it at all.
Well, I would say if it had condiments... on it instead of raw dog.
Well, no, but there's no packets out. There's no packets out there, is what I'm suggesting.
Oh, I thought I saw some ballpark mustard and ketchup out there. Earlier.
Do they have some ballpark mustard?
Yeah, I thought I saw some packets.
Did Corrali grab some ballpark mustard,
no,
or is he eating a
7-hour
hot dog raw dog?
He's raw dogging it.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is okay. That's again, he's 21. Like when you're 21, you can raw dog a hot dog that's been sitting out for 7 hours, and you're gonna be fine. Will not touch you at our age. We'd spend half the show in the bathroom, but at his age, he can do that.
So we got 2 dogs left.
Yeah. 2 dogs. We now, okay. I have to update the hot dog counter.
I like that
2
he walked
dogs.
Past them. Did he acknowledge?
He did. He like waved,
he
his,
waved, it
he
up?
Waved the hot dogs.
So
at
you were
me.
The reminder to him, like, oh, there are hot dogs down the hall. I forgot to grab one. 7 hours is the perfect amount of time for that.
I will tell you, when I went to.
We're such dads now, aren't we?
We are. But
I just feel bad for him.
No. I when I was that age, I'd raw dog a hot dog that's been out for 7 hours too. When I did go to the park, they didn't have onions out, and that, like, onions is my number one thing to throw on a dog. Otherwise, I'll just raw dog it. It was a tough one. I will tell you, not having the raw onions out, I don't want to say it upset me, but it did let me down personally.
The smell of grilled onions goes hand in hand with the baseball ballpark for me.
So what's wild is I've always loved grilled onions. Now I can do raw onions too on a dog. Oh man, now I'm just thinking of hot dog with onions and that's what we're talking about here.
Onions are great.
Onions are great. Onions are the best.
Onions are great.
Listen, not a lot of shows will say that, but this show is pro onion. All right, so. Kevin Stefanski.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with conviction. So.
Stefanski today.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski today. Yeah. How about that?
How about that? You know, it was interesting. For a team that not many people believe are going to win many games, I didn't look at Stefanski as he was doing the interview as if like, oh, you poor thing.
Were you looking for signs that he was cracking?
Not cracking, no. It just
we saw that in year three of Hugh Jackson, by the way.
He's got just this cool calmness to him and all, and this demeanor that really does suggest that they have a much better football team than they really do.
Are you suggesting that if Kevin Stefanski were here with us right now, he'd raw dog one of those seven-hour-old hot dogs?
I have no idea. He does seem like an onion on a hot dog guy, though.
Okay, that makes me like Kevin Stefanski even more.
I like Stefanski. I've always liked Stefanski. I feel like... He just, I don't know, he exuded so much confidence, and I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that this is year six, maybe it's the fact that Jimmy Haslam has publicly basically endorsed between Barry and Stefanski their jobs until the end of time. I don't know, but there was a confidence there that does not come attached to a team that just won three games last season.
I mean, it's May 23rd. There's really no pressure this time of year, right?
But if I was a head coach and I had won one playoff game in 5 years and my job, my ass was in the jackpot, so to speak, I probably would be approaching everything with a lot of pressure.
All right, I know this is treacherous waters because Kevin will tell you all the time he grew up listening to WIP and he was, past tense, an avowed sports talk listener. I don't know that coaches think about that the way you and I think about
the job security side of things.
Well, I mean, I think they think of job security, but I don't know that they put it. I don't like think about it.
I mean, if you have a job, it's human to think about your job security.
When you and I think about our jobs, we don't necessarily just think like, oh, here's the three negatives about what we've done or where we've been, right? Like we tend to think of our bodies of work in like a collective view, at which point there are more positives. And I think you can say this with Kevin in Cleveland, there are more positives than negative. You're probably more inclined with his track record of 500 football and a playoff win, two playoff appearances, to think of the positive.
And I don't know. If I were him, I wouldn't look at it as a positive.
Okay, so if I had that resume 5 years in...
Most coaches are fired at that point.
And I looked like that, I probably would feel pretty confident in life.
Okay. My own reaction
got
to him, though.
Coach energy.
But my own reaction to him, too, wasn't... I wasn't looking at him like dead man walking, either. Like, I wasn't looking at him like, oh, you poor thing. You have to go out there and coach that football team. And so maybe I'm a little brainwashed in the moment as well. Maybe it's May for me as well. But I looked at him like, oh, yeah, okay. This is a fun, exciting team that you get to coach, despite there being no actual evidence suggesting that this is going to be a fun or exciting team.
So do you think that, okay, because I do think that, I think coaches often know what their team is going to be. Some embrace it, some are honest about it, some just flat run from it. I think Hugh was a guy that just ran from it. I think Kevin's a smart enough guy to understand where this team is likely to be this year.
I mean, we've never discussed this, but when I interviewed Stefanski last year at training camp, I remember walking away from that thinking that's an entirely different vibe than what was being presented everywhere else. Not by him, but like the perception around the team. It was as if in that moment he knew that team wasn't very good. And he knew where that season was going. I'm telling you, the demeanor he had and just how he was approaching everything, he was very laid back in a way that you wouldn't be, but it was very different. So yeah, maybe he really does. Maybe he's gotten some time with these guys now, and maybe he sees something here.
I will say, you stumbled across this, the fact that the Browns are not favorited in any of their games this year.
Yeah, I looked it up today because what jogged my brain on this was the Bills. They came out with all the lines, and the Bills were favorited in every single game.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot for Vegas to feel that way about you in any sort of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Way, like it's just, it takes a lot. And I was like, well, how many games are the Browns favorites in? And then I looked, and we're not favored in any game, Nick. Not a single game. We are we're underdogs in every one of them.
See, this goes in line with, because we're in golfing season now, prime golf season. I'm in lay it in the middle of the fairway territory with this team. I'm not with swing for the fences and aim through the trees because you can power it like you're Happy Gilmore. That's not where we are. I'm just lay up, take the safe approach, and see if you can have a bogey and a par five. That's where I am with the season. So the idea that Vegas says you're not a favorite in any one of the 17 games you're playing this year, I'd rather it that way than like the Cavs, who were favorited in four of the five games and then got gentlemanly swept by the Pacers. Because I think if you're playing it safe, you know, you're playing the just lay it up and take the extra stroke mentality, I think you're far more likely to approach the season with a level head, and then anything they do above 3, 4, 5 wins is going to feel like a real benefit.
Well, maybe this is where the calmness for Stefanski lies, is that he understands he's not a favorite in any of these games, and he also understands that if they outperform any of these expectations, any win they have is going to be based off of either really good quarterback play that came out of nowhere, or the idea that the coaching actually accomplished what they're supposed to do, which does go hand in hand with the first point.
If I was Kevin, his coaching staff, and the Browns are actually on top of this kind of stuff. I think the Browns PR team almost galaxy brains it sometimes. Like, I think they really try and control and craft narratives. I don't know that it's working. I don't know that it's worked all the time because the success hasn't matched maybe what they've sold. But again, like, I think this is a very proactive PR approach. I would be telling everyone, off the record, hey, don't expect too much from us. I would temper any expectations that had, just because, and this is not, again, it's not a guarantee they're not going to be more competitive than we expect. But I think setting your expectations low, I think that's got to be in the name of they're trying to accomplish a lot of things. They're trying to run a four-headed quarterback battle, which we'll get to. They're trying to reset the roster, as it were. They're letting some veterans just play out their contract because they're too expensive to move on from this year. And this is kind of a make-or-break year for a lot of guys in that locker room. There's a lot of things that might not run parallel with trying to win this year. And so, yeah, I think if I'm Kevin and I play the stakes pretty low this year, and I think the fact that the Browns aren't favored in any of their games this year probably goes in line with that. Well, deservedly so.
If you're not favored in any of the games, I don't know how you really mess this whole thing up then. Because you can just set, you can look from right now and say the roster isn't good enough relative to what Vegas thinks to have any expectations on this team.
I mean, I think more things like what happened two seasons ago with Jadeveon Clowney. I think that's the way you mess it up. I think the Perrion Winfrey nonsense.
Stuff like that is, we're going to have something like that pop up. Maybe not to the degree that we had with Clowney or even Perrion Winfrey. When you have that bad of a football team, though, we're going to have somebody at the end of the season come out and just say all sorts of things about how poorly it's run, how nobody was coaching them, everything under the sun.
So drama is fine. Off the field nonsense, like Michael Hall Jr., let's keep our nose clean this year, right? Let's not have any of those missteps. Let's not lean into the Deshaun stuff at any point. Let's just keep this year about football and growth and whatever, you know, adjectives you want to use that are about moving the organization forward. If you do that and keep the expectations low and they win five games, okay. All right, then I think you probably accomplished, even though the wins aren't what fans want. Fans always want to win 9 to 10 games. Fans always want to. I will never tell fans to not want that. But I do think, I mean, Vegas is telling you, and I even think if you look at the way the Browns attacked this, they're telling you this was not a guns a-blazing kind of offseason, and you patch that with four-quarterback battle, even if it was just a three-quarterback battle. It's about the fact that you are going to have an open quarterback competition,
right?
And that's a really hard thing to land a plane on, let alone with every other thing you're trying to do this year.
No question. It's going to be, this is a hard task that Stefanski has, but it's interesting how the perception attached to it, when it's so low, when the floor is just, it's there, that he in turn then doesn't have that much pressure on himself.
216-474-0092. You are going to hear a fair amount of Kevin Stefanski on with the Morning Boys earlier today, but the Browns not favored in any of their games this year. We've got Quick Hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Pete Futek of the College Football News. He'll be joining us at 3. Big changes to the college football playoff seeding format. We've also got Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 sports reporter at 4:20. Jason Stanford going to be joining us for a few minutes at 5:20, former Guardians pitcher. Doing some really, really great work. You've heard him here on 92.3 The Fan as well, doing really, really great work in the community. And Cody Stavenhagen, a Tigers reporter for The Athletic. He's going to join us at 6. We'll talk a fair amount of Guardians Tigers today, but we'll start here. Given the fact the Browns are not favored in any of their games this year, are we expecting too much of Kevin Stefanski this year? The rebuttal on that, and maybe Kevin Stefanski told us something today without actually telling us something, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.